It's actually someone has to be broad in these areas, in this sort of science, where it, where you go from methodology all the way to applications or to deep understanding of basic mechanisms. I'd done quite a lot of sort of in-depth stuff in the 80s with the PET, but even there had already, you know, things had begun to spread and to widen. And certainly between 88 and 94, I had to get really broad and really think about the future. Now we have the centre, everything's, you know, highly cited. You know, four of our PIs, but including me, amongst the most highly cited in neuroscience in the whole of the last decade worldwide. That's no mean achievement. So strategically, that was, again, I think, a success. And each individual had to contribute his or her bit. So Chris contributed in his way, Ray contributed in his way, Carl contributed his way, I contributed in my way. And I'm sure the history of the Phil will be the history of a group of people. It's a bit like Cavendish Laboratory, you know, or something like that. I think the really great laboratory, just look at the, this is going to sound like hubris, but look at the MRC Molecular Biology Lab. Person after person of very high class who led that laboratory. And the ethos and the productivity continued. And that was the model I had in my mind. And I feel very proud that I was able to step down from a powerful position and have someone else take over. And we're already thinking about the person who's going to take over from Ray Dolan. It might be in 5 years' time, but, you know. And that's, you know, if you're going to keep energized, looking at new areas and so on, that's very important. Now, at the beginning, of course, looking at the breadth and making sure everything's going well and so on, it takes up a lot of your time. And so, yeah, I did that.